Hi, my name is Carl Azus, and my game is Objective Explanations of World News. Thank you for taking 10 minutes to watch today. For the first time since America's troubled withdrawal from Afghanistan, top U.S. military officials testified before Congress on Tuesday. A big reason why this is so significant is that lawmakers from both major political parties have criticized the Biden administration for how the withdrawal was carried out. In April, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered America's military to leave Afghanistan, where U.S. troops had served since 2001. It was America's longest-running war. The White House said unstable conditions in Afghanistan could have kept American troops there indefinitely, and the president said in terms of money and manpower, it no longer made sense. His original deadline to complete the withdrawal was September 11th. That was moved up to August 31st. But as that date approached, Afghanistan's government and military collapsed, and the nation's former rulers, the Taliban, took control of the country in a matter of weeks. On Tuesday, the leader of U.S. Central Command said he'd been afraid something like that would happen, so he advised President Biden against pulling all U.S. forces out. He joined other military leaders in recommending that 2,500 American troops stay in Afghanistan. But in an interview with ABC News in August, President Biden said he couldn't recall anyone saying that. Yesterday afternoon, the White House said leaving troops in Afghanistan past August 31st would have escalated a conflict with the Taliban. U.S. lawmakers have criticized the Biden administration for completing the withdrawal while American citizens were still in Afghanistan, and for not saying for sure how many Americans are there. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said efforts are still going on to evacuate Americans, though he said that was now the job of the State Department, not the military. Secretary Austin was also asked about long-range missions. On August 29th, the U.S. carried out a drone strike that was intended to kill a terrorist, but instead killed 10 Afghan civilians. The military called that a horrible mistake. And the Defense Secretary said Tuesday that it's difficult but still possible to carry out successful long-range missions without U.S. troops on the ground. The Taliban, meanwhile, say the U.S. breaks international law when it flies drones into Afghan airspace. That group's swift takeover in the face of the failure of Afghan's army took military officials by surprise, according to Secretary Austin. What does it mean for Afghanistan?
So we're now inside the green zone. This is the area where all diplomats, international organizations were based, and it's so eerie driving through. It's now completely empty, except for Taliban guards. So just up here, these are the gates to the U.S. Embassy here in Kabul, and the Taliban guards are telling us that nobody has been in here since the U.S. left this embassy just days after the Taliban took power. So you can see through here, this appears to be sort of the first layer of security to get into the embassy, and now it's just completely abandoned.
So essentially, as you saw there, that green zone has basically been completely abandoned, and that's part of the reason it's difficult for the U.S. to go about evacuating the roughly 100 Americans who remain on the ground, because there is no embassy. There is no American footprint here. I will say on the streets of Kabul, things feel a little bit calmer. You do see women on the streets. You see fewer Taliban on the streets. But make no mistake, there are some very troubling signs that the Taliban have not changed their true colors. Women are not part of the transitional government here. Women are not allowed to go to school, girls after sixth grade, and so on and so forth. So even though the traffic might be flowing in Kabul, and I might be wearing a slightly looser headscarf, there is still a very high level of fear here on the ground that things are going to take an ominous turn.
10-second trivia. What is the longest mountain chain in the world? Himalayas, Alps, Andes, or Rockies? Stretching 5,500 miles down South America, the Andes mountain chain is the world's longest.
When we think of palms, I'm sure most people think of beaches. Wax palms, like cooler environments, they've developed and evolved tightly with mountain evolution. So in part, we owe having wax palms to the evolution of the Northern Andes mountain chains. many different landowners are protecting palms in the different areas where they grow. But for the general public, for just anyone, being able to experience a cloud forest, these enormous wax palms that completely alter the slope silhouette, is a fascinating view.
Out in the Atlantic, Hurricane Sam is thundering over the sea. It's currently a powerful Category 4 storm. Officials aren't sure where Sam's gonna go. They don't think it'll threaten the continental United States, but the island of Bermuda could be in its path. Those storms can form outside of hurricane season. It officially runs through November 30th. This year has been an active one with 19 named storms so far, but it hasn't been as active as last year's record-breaking season. Understanding hurricanes, predicting how they'll strengthen and where they'll turn, is an ongoing challenge for scientists. But new tools are constantly being developed, including the drone sailboats you're about to see. Getting data from them reportedly costs $2,500 per drone per day, but that could still be cheaper than a plane or a boat with a human crew.
This storm in no way will be weakening. Time is not on our side.
Hurricane Ida grew from a Category 1 to a Category 4 hurricane in less than a day. This effect, known as rapid intensification, leaves emergency planners little time to react.
Your window of time is closing.
To help make better forecasts, the company Saildrone believes its autonomous research vessels are up to the challenge of finding out what conditions cause storms to intensify so quickly.
We're going to try and sail it to the eye of a hurricane where no one's ever managed to get before.
Traditionally, scientists capture hurricane data by flying planes directly through them, dropping probes into the sky along the way. But in order to completely understand a storm, scientists say more data needs to be collected from the surface of the ocean.
What drives a hurricane strength is a transfer of heat and moisture from the ocean to the atmosphere. We don't quite understand the dynamics of how that works.
In order to find out, Saildrone deployed 5 ships into the Atlantic Ocean and Caribbean, areas where lots of hurricanes develop and are likely to hit land. They're powered by the sun and wind, can stay out at sea for months at a time, and are built to take a beating.
You know, it's really designed to get hit by a wave, tumbled, submerged, and come back up and carry on sailing.
And I see a camera up top.
For this hurricane mission, it's key to understand the spray, the foam on the water. So we're hoping that we can see with the camera what the water looks like.
The drone's sensors and cameras can send data and images in real time back to Saildrone's headquarters.
These are measurements of wind, temperature, humidity, right at that interface level that may help the modelers understand the fundamentals of hurricanes better. That's never been done before.
And more accurate models could allow emergency planners to give better direction to residents back on land.
We're hoping to get really precise measurements, which really drives our intelligence. We have to predict the future strength of hurricanes and then enable people to make preparations or move out of the way with ample time.
Rachel Crane, CNN.
With winter on the way, most red squirrels are hiding the walnuts they collect in pits around their neighborhood. One squirrel, however, is storing his collection in a Chevy Avalanche. It belongs to a man named Bill Fisher, who lives in North Dakota. In just a few days, Bill removed 42 gallons of black walnuts from the truck, and there are some he can hear but cannot remove. Bill says the squirrel was planning to do some car camping over the winter. Guess there are worse places to squirrel something away. But if the AM general idea, as the Sierra turns colder, is to have a Land Cruiser where you can tuck home an Acorn or F-150 of them, why not pick up a Power Wagon so you can Chevrolet up a few tokens of your harvester so you can store them by the truckload? These ponds are nuts, y'all! And we're going nuts for Everett Area High School! Shout out to our viewers watching from Everett, Pennsylvania. They subscribed and left a comment on our YouTube channel, and you should too. I'm Coral Azus for CNN.